Hey, this is Michael Sparks, and it's the AMSOIL Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, June 22nd, 2015, and we're so glad you're on the call tonight. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to these calls. I know some folks are on the East Coast is probably getting ready to go to bed, and folks on the center of the country are probably eating dinner, and folks on the left coast, as they say, are probably just getting off work. So we do appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule, as well as anybody that's listening to this on the archive. I appreciate you listening in. AMSOIL has now the sign-up forms for the local community events, opportunity events that are going to be happening across the country. They sent these out in the message center. I believe they're only for the ones that are near you. I'm going to talk to AMSOIL tomorrow about that. I'm going to call up and say, well, I need some help so I can have folks, you know, this is not a local business anymore. This is a nationwide, including Canada, type of business. And I want my prospects and dealers that are in various cities to be able to come. So hopefully those will be coming out. But they do have the registrations available for these AMSOIL business opportunity events that they're having across the country, as well as AMSOIL dealer training. So check the dealer zone for that if you have one local to you, and sign up and go check it out. It's going to be a good time, and bring a couple prospects or new dealers with you. Speaking of that, tonight's call, I want to touch on the subject of network marketing, or MLM. What is network marketing, and what kind of compensation plan does AMSOIL offer? Is it MLM? Is this a pyramid scheme or something like that? I don't know. We're going to talk about it tonight. Network marketing, or MLM, is a way of marketing that a company uses to distribute products and services. It involves people becoming distributors, not employees. They don't work directly for the company. They are independent distributors. This allows the company to sell the products and services to the distributors. In turn, they can go out and sell those products and services to their local network for a profit. This can be done locally or via the internet. Network marketing can also be called direct sales. So you might hear those terms used interchangeably, direct sales and network marketing. In the traditional business world, products are sold from the manufacturer to the national distributor, which then they sell to the regional distributor, and then to the local distributor, which in turn puts the products on the shelves at local businesses where consumers can purchase them. What network marketing does is cuts out all those middlemen. Products go directly to the distributor, and then the distributor goes to the end user. This is also true for direct sales. MLM, or multi-level marketing, involves using network marketing business opportunity or business model, but adds the option for distributors to create their own sales team. This sort of works like being a real estate broker. A real estate broker has a local office, and they hire and train agents. The agents then pay a fee to be part of the broker. There are perks like being able to use the logos and advertising, the branding, and office space. The more agents a broker hires, the more leverage the broker creates. But one problem, though, is if you ever notice that agents in the real estate market, as we're talking here, the agents seem to jump around. They're at 1 month real estate agents with one company, and a couple months later they're with another company. And so these brokers, they hire these agents, they train them, they show them how to work, become effective real estate agents, and then they jump ship. Or even worse, they decide they want to become a broker, and that original broker then just created some competition for themselves. In the MLM business model, distributors can sponsor others that work on their team. As they grow, each person then has the option to start their own team. The reason I say option is because in a legitimate MLM business, there should be no sponsoring requirement. It should always be optional. There's no that's just one of the kind of the rules that they have as far as being a legitimate MLM type of business, is that there's no sponsoring requirement. You're not required to do that to become a distributor. It should always be optional. if you ever go and do any kind of research on MLM, direct sales, network marketing, you can find that there are many types of compensation plans based on sales and sponsoring and training. If you research on the internet, you can learn about these various types, but the most common types are called unilevel, stair-step breakaway, binary, and matrix. There are also twists and hybrids of various plans, and I found it interesting to learn about these various types and plans, how they work, and just so I can have an understanding of different people, different companies that are out there that have the same type of business model that we have in EMS Oil, or similar, I wouldn't say the same, similar type of business model. And just to understand, because you will get questions, there might be somebody you run into that has worked with another type of company, and understanding how their compensation is different compared to the EMS Oil compensation. One company that I learned about, you had to sponsor 34 people just to get a check in it, and it didn't sound very fair to me, but anyhow, it was kind of interesting. I'm always comparing how the EMS Oil business works compared to other companies. And I always say, well, how, if I were to join or look at this company, how would you be successful and how would it help and all these different things? And I tell you what, I just always come back. EMS Oil is really, for me personally, the best business model out there. I really enjoy the way the EMS Oil business works. It fits my personality type perfectly, as they say. Again, the various types of compensation plans appeal to different strengths and weaknesses of each individual. To say one is better than the other would not be true. They are all different for various reasons. On several past dealer training calls, I've done interviews with experts in the field of direct sales, MLM, and network marketing. I've had folks like Eric Warre, Todd Falcone, and Jackie Almer on our calls. These people are professionals in the industry. They've been in a long time, and they've been very successful with it. I've also read lots of books, listened to many audio programs, and learned all I could about MLM or network marketing. You see, when I first got started in EMS Oil, I had no clue even what MLM or network marketing was. I kind of sort of did. But I didn't really understand how the mechanics of it worked and the actual beauty of the system, if it's worked correctly. I knew I just wanted to sell products and set up accounts. And over the years and after hundreds of hours of study on the subject, I've come to embrace the idea of helping others through the network marketing or MLM plan. Over the years, and I've read books and so forth, and I believe that one of the true ways to financial independence is have a vehicle where everyone has an equal shot. Everyone starts at the same place, and everyone is judged through compensation on based on what they accomplish. It doesn't matter what color you are, where you're from, how old you are, who likes you or who doesn't. We all start at the same place, and each person gets to run their business, their own race to success. While some people are so-called smarter than others, that doesn't always turn into more success. People that are determined, people that are coachable, that are approachable, that are honest, helpful, can be even more successful than someone that may be so-called smart or whatever, or have degrees behind their names and all this other stuff. This is a business about what you put into it, you get back out of it. Learning more about network marketing is and how it works and why it works is how you can use and you can use this information to build your own success. You see, the more you learn about it, the more you understand it, the more comfortable you become with it, the more confident you will become in presenting the EMS Oil business opportunity to others, and you will have more success in sponsoring if that is your wish. Some ideas to help you understand more about MLM. One of my favorites is the Eric Warre's book, The 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. We actually had him on our call a couple of years ago, and I've sent some of these books out to members of our team. Another book that I read way long time ago, way back in 2000, as a matter of fact, was called Your First Year in Network Marketing by Mark Yarnell. Another one is Jim Rohn. He has many audio programs, but one of my favorites, because it's in on one CD. Normally his CDs are like 6 or 7 CDs long. He's got one CD. It's called Building Your Network Marketing Business, and it's a one CD. It's about an hour in length, and it really goes over the things needed to become successful in our type of business. I've listened to that thing probably at least 1,000 times. I listened to it when I first got it, over and over and over, you know, like when we were kids and we used to get our favorite song and we'd hit on a cassette tape, we'd listen to it over. That's how I listened to this. I would just listen to it, and I still listen to it from time to time, at least once a month, I'm thinking. Another book that I thought was very powerful, and this subject here is called The MLM Blueprint. And it's by Cody Bateman. He's the CEO of Sendout Cards. The book talks about the mindset of individuals and how their thoughts drive their success and their failures. Many people have a subconscious viewpoint, which is based on past experience. And understanding your own experiences and how they affect your success can have a large impact on how well you can do in this business. There's a lot of psychology involved with how you feel about the type of business that AMZOL is. And the first person to ask, is this a pyramid scheme? And they'll say it just like that, too. You're in a pyramid scheme, and you're like, whoa, what do I say now? What you have to do is understand and have enough knowledge to say, well, no, pyramid schemes are illegal. What we are is a network marketing company that has a compensation plan based off of helping other people succeed. And I tell that I feel 110% of what I'm doing in AMZOL, both with the products and the ability to help someone achieve financial independence, that you cannot sway me any away from the fact that I think our company is a fair and legitimate opportunity for anyone who so chooses to become successful. It's just a matter of the fact. You just can't tell me, because I know, I've read the compensation plans six and a half ways. I've read them up and down. I've read books. I've studied. I've learned. And the AMZOL compensation plan for anyone who chooses to become successful is about as fair as you can be on anything. So that's kind of the way I feel about it. Lastly, one last book I'd like to recommend to anyone listening into this is called Beach Money by Jordan Adler. It's a really good book. It talks about becoming successful. It talks about creating a financial independence. I personally know Jordan. I'd like to get him on my call in the future. It's on my list of things to do, and I think anyone that reads Beach Money will have a greater understanding of how well our business works. I'm sure there are other books. Feel free to explore the topic and start understanding how this business works. The more knowledge you have, again, the better you will become and the more success you will have. So let's get back to AMZOL. How does this all relate to AMZOL? The first 15 minutes or so, I want to talk a little bit about network marketing in general. And now I'd like to talk a little bit about AMZOL and how it applies. So back in the late 1960s, early 70s, Mr. Amatuzio was approached by Shirley Green. She was involved with another network marketing company, and she knew about the AMZOL products from a friend and had a chance to meet Al personally. At the time, AMZOL was a struggling company. They were really having a hard time getting off the ground, and I think at several times they were about to go bankrupt. No one understood the benefits of using a synthetic lubricant at the time, and the price was 5 times of what you could get conventional motor oil off the shelf. So the AMZOL products were just basically sitting on the shelf collecting dust. And if you ever watch the AMZOL video called the Al Amatuzio video, if you don't have that, I suggest getting it. Watch Al Amatuzio video and talk about this. So Shirley talked with Al about having a better way to sell the products through a network marketing business model. This was a way for distributors to purchase the products, and Al could take those sales to manufacture even more products. In 1972, as they say, the rest was history. The other reason it was good for Amsoil to set up this business model was because of the nature of selling her products. You see, you could take it took some educating for a customer on the reasons of why Amsoil products were so much better in order to gain a sale. With the products sitting on the shelves, customers wouldn't buy them. But if they could have a network of distributors, they could help educate consumers on the value of Amsoil, the performance of Amsoil, and why it's such a great product. And this was how the Amsoil business model was born. Many people have asked me over the years, what type of compensation plan does Amsoil have? You know, especially people that are already involved in network marketing or MLM. Well, what kind of plan is it? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I just know it's MLM or whatever. And I never really understood the different kinds. And when I talked about earlier the binary and matrix and twisted and all these other things, I never understood what they were. And I did some study and I learned about them. And our basic business model is called a stair-step breakaway compensation plan. And this means a dealer moves up the pay chart. And the higher they move up, the higher the percentage of commissions until they reach a certain level. Then at a certain time, they break away from their sponsor. In our company, that breakaway occurs at the direct jobber level, which is 3,000 commission credits for 3 months in a row. You have to have 3,000 for 3 months in a row. And then that dealer that you sponsored will break away. Also, when a dealer does break away, you still earn a commission. That's called the direct jobber performance commission. And so technically they break away. You don't see any of those dealers that were in your team before. They are with that new direct jobber, but you still get a direct jobber performance commission, as well as if you're not a direct jobber, you earn a 20% commission on the dealer's personal group commission credits guaranteed to any incentive qualified dealer that develops a direct group either personally or down group, but is not a qualified direct jobber. And this can be found in the G47B compensation document. It's available in the dealer zone. You click under forms. It's under dealer literature is where it's at, and I'd be glad to help anybody find that. So it's a G47B. Anybody that's an Amsoil dealer already, you got that in your initial packet of information, so go back through that if you still have it. So what sets Amsoil apart from any other type of home-based business model? This is what really attracted me to Amsoil in the first place, was the ability to go out and sell Amsoil products at the commercial retail marketplace. It's a hybrid type of company. So if somebody asks you what type of compensation plan does Amsoil have, we are really a hybrid type of company, a hybrid between direct sales and multi-level marketing. With the advent of the commercial and retail on-the-shelf marketing plan, dealers can now earn commissions for working directly with those types of customers. As far as I know, there's no other plan in the world that's like this. Think about it. An Amsoil dealer could start for as little as $15, begin working with a commercial and retail on-the-shelf customers, and earn a great income and never sponsor anyone into the business. This direct sales type of compensation really excited me when I first was beginning the Amsoil business, because I knew I could work hard. I could find customers to carry the Amsoil products. I sort of focused on the retail on the shelf was my main focus when I first got started, and have those products being sold locally into my marketplace. With the direct sales type of compensation, just like any other sales, you could earn 20% or more as a distributor without ever signing up a customer. My original direct jobber, Jim Ball, used to say, if you have 100 retail on the shelf accounts doing $100 a week in Amsoil, that's $10,000 a week, and you would earn 20% commission on that, $2,000 a week, and there's 52 weeks in a year, would be $104,000 a year in compensation. That's without ever signing up another Amsoil dealer. I thought that was awesome. And I really worked hard with my local businesses, help them set up, sell products on the shelf. And in no time at all, I really was earning great commissions with the Amsoil. But the kicker is the ability to sponsor. If you want to, anyone who studies the network marketing, like I talked about in the beginning of the program, will understand that time is what we all are seeking. We need more time. See, we all have 24 hours in a day, but the key is leverage. How can you create leverage like a large business? Think of Verizon or GE or any large business. What they have is leverage. They have many people helping them create more profits for their company. So the key is leverage that can propel someone to higher income or having more flexible time. This is done by sponsoring. And AMSOIL even states this in the marketing plan philosophy, in which you can be found in the dealer zone. Again, the overriding priority in the AMSOIL marketing plan is to provide a business opportunity for AMSOIL dealers. AMSOIL Inc. provides a range of programs and support mechanisms to help AMSOIL dealers earn residual income through product sales and sponsorship and training of other AMSOIL dealers. It is important to define the purpose of each AMSOIL program, remembering that the best way to grow a stable business and income is by increasing the number of personally sponsored and well-trained dealers in your downline. This is the core of AMSOIL. You can find this statement in the AMSOIL Dealer Zone. Number one, the AMSOIL Dealer Program is for anyone initially interested in his or her own home-based business, or who becomes interested in the business opportunity after experiencing the benefits of AMSOIL products. It is a dealer's ultimate goal to get as many recruits and customers to this level as possible and to train them how to use the programs to build their own business. So if you read that, and then it goes on and talks about the various support programs that support the business opportunity, which is the preferred customer program, the commercial program, the retail on the shelf, the catalog program, the internet program, the warehouse program, you want to warehouse the products, all those programs basically help the dealer program. That's the number one program, is the dealer program. I've read this document hundreds of times. I have it printed and put it on the wall in my office. I've got a special document that I call the awards and programs document. One side is the programs, the back side is the awards for someone that wants to become an AMSOIL dealer. It is what I think, know, and do. I believe after reading and understanding fully the AMSOIL ideal, that you too would come to the same conclusion. As it states in the T1 training manual, How to Sponsor, expanding the business is also essential to getting ahead. The rule of thumb is sell for today and sponsor for tomorrow. If you haven't read this in a while or have never read it, I would suggest logging into the AMSOIL Dealer Zone, clicking on the training tab, then finding the T1 link. Look for the G1228, the G1228, How to Sponsor AMSOIL Dealers, and read this booklet several times until you fully understand the power of the AMSOIL business. If sponsoring doesn't appeal to you, rest assured you can still earn a full-time income with AMSOIL by selling products and sponsoring preferred customers and commercial and retail on the shelf accounts. That's okay. That's a great way to earn commissions in AMSOIL products, and if that is what you want to do, that is great too. I support anyone with any type of business that they want to do in the business, with any type of not business they want to do, that doesn't make any sense. I support anyone with however they want to be successful in the AMSOIL business. Sponsoring isn't for everyone, and I understand that. If you need any help, understand that the AMSOIL or understanding the AMSOIL commission compensation or how to earn money in AMSOIL, please don't hesitate to contact me or contact your sponsor. If you're listening to this on the recording and you're not in our team, feel free to contact your direct jobber or even contact AMSOIL Corporate. Ask for a regional sales manager. You can call 715-392-7101, ask for a regional sales manager. They would be glad to help you understand the AMSOIL commission and compensation and how to earn money in AMSOIL. Thanks for listening in this evening. We hope this information proves valuable and profitable to your AMSOIL business. If you would, do me a favor, please share this one with this call, this information with anyone you think would benefit from it, especially someone you're talking to that's in your team or a prospective AMSOIL dealer. Share this call with them because this really is a legitimate business opportunity. I started at the same exact place everyone else started. I started paying my $15 or $30 for a year. I bought the business manual. I started the business, and in no time at all was earning great commissions. I am now a full-time AMSOIL direct jobber. This is my full-time business, and I would like to help anybody that is interested in doing the same. I do appreciate you listening in. And with that, don't forget, if you like these calls or you have a question, please leave a comment on the episode at our website. Questions on the site will be answered within 24 hours, and it benefits all AMSOIL dealers when others ask questions. Remember, the only dumb question is one that isn't asked. And with that, I hope everybody has a great week and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Hey, thanks, everyone. Hope you all have a great night.
Night, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Good job, Michael.